We are learning Masechtas Tanis of Chavava and Beis, and we are beginning from the Gemara right after the Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, that Veshloisha Prakim Veshana, Kahanim Reisim is Kapayim, 3 times a year, doesn't mean 3 times, it means 3 type of days of the year, Kahanim Duchen 4 times that day. Freitig Marakasha, Tainis and Amadis, Mi'ika Musif, there's no Musif on Tainis and Amadis. There's no Musaf those days. So why are you saying that those days are always four times Birkas Kahanim? It's not true. So you have to add something to Mishnah. V'shloisha prakim, three type of days, Kahanim noisim is kapayim, kozman shemispalim. That Kahanim, they duchen every single tefillah. V'yesh mehem, and sometimes it's arba pa'am v'yem. Sometimes it can land up being 4 times a day. When in Yom Kippur, where you have Shachris, and you have Musaf, and you have Mincha, and you have Nilas Sharim, and you have Ne'ilah. You can land up duchening 4 times a day because you're duchening the whole day of those days of the year. Ve'eluhein Shloisha Prakim, Tainis and Mamadis, Yom Kippurim. These are the 3 times a year, Tainis, Mamadis, Yom Kippurim, that you're duchening every single tefillah. And we'll see why in a second. It's really a machlokes. We'll see why, punk those days, you're duchening every tefillah, and on a regular day you don't.
Nowadays in Kippur, it's all the
Dukkan all four. No, we're going to see Hafsidi Gemara first. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua, Zu Divrei Rav Meir. This town of our Mishnah is Rav Meir. Avacham Oimrim, that even in Kippur, Shachris and Musaf, Yesh Behem Nesias Kapayim. By the way, it's enough to us also now, there is Shal, if you say the Kerem Vakav Vesengu. So it's again, again for everything. Avacham Oimrim, Shachris and Musaf, Yesh Behem Nesias Kapayim. Come hold, Shachris and Musaf, you say, Yiduchen, by Shachris Musaf Yiduchen, and Mincha Ne'ilah, Eim Nesias Kapayim. The Chum argue, Chum hold that you don't have a Nesias Kapayim, Mincha Ne'ilah, only by Shachris Musaf. Man Chachamim, who's the Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Gemara is going to bring now a Brice that has 3 sheetahs about this, the Tanya, Linton of Brice. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah, on Yom Kippur, Kulam Yesh Behem Nesias Kapayim. On all 4 tefillahs, we duchen. Divrei Meir. The Kahanim, the Birkas Kahanim, all 4 tefillahs. That's our Meir Shita. That's like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Shachas and Musaf Yesh Behem Nesias Kapayim. Shachas and Musaf have Birkas Kahanim, have Duchening. Mincha V'Ne'ilah ain't Behem Nesias Kapayim, but Mincha V'Ne'ilah do not have. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Machrah. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ne'ilah Yesh Behem Nesias Kapayim. Mincha ain't Behem Nesias Kapayim. Ne'ilah has Nesias Kapayim, and Mincha does not have Nesias Kapayim. So what's the Machlokes over here? Micah Mifkin. Ramei Savar, Kol Yoyma Taim Amai, why every day don't you duchen by Mincha? Kol Yoyma Taim Amai Parshi Kahani Yedaya by Minchasa. Why don't they do Birchas Kahani by Mincha? You know what the reason is? Bishom Shikrus. Because we're worried after they eat lunch, there'll be a shikr, and you're not allowed to duchen while you're shikr. But Idna, but on Tainis, are you shikr on Tainis? No. You don't eat on a Tainis. On Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. So therefore, there's no problem to say Birkas Kahanim by Mincha and by Ne'ilah. Ha'ina, like a Shukras. So very simple. Maybe it's very easy to understand. The reason why you don't duchen by Mincha is because of Shukras. But on Yom Kippur, you have no Shukras. Rav Yehuda Sava, Shachas Musaf, the Chol Yom Malay Shia Shukras. Shachas Musaf, that every day there's no Shukras, like Gazer Abana. They were in Gazer. And therefore, you do have duchening on Yom Kippur, and they do have duchening, because on every day, you're not usually drunk then. Like Gazer Rabbanon, Mincha V'Ne'ilah, the Chol Yoyim Shchicha. On a regular day, you're drunk. Then Shukras Gazer Rabbanon, you're a geyser. Now the Rosh brings that from Yochananon. It's right from here. You're not allowed to eat before Musaf, because it says over here the Chol Yoyim Shchicha Shukras before Musaf. L'Chayra, it's right from here. You're not allowed to eat before Musaf. That's the lashon of the Rosh. The Rosh says Kosev Yochananon Shemini Rabbi Yehuda Dein Odom Rishoy Lechol Al Achat Tfilas Musaf Hilkol Shchicha B'Shukras. So it's a tumult in the Mefarshim, because we know you're allowed to eat a little bit if you make Kiddush on Shabbos. You're allowed to have a little te'ima before Musaf. And that's a shayla, had a discussion in the Rishonim, if this is a raya or not. So Rav Yehuda holds that the reason why by Mincha Ne'ilah there is no duchening is because you're geyser onto a regular day when that is a time when people have drunken wine. Rabbi Yisi Sava Mincha Deis B'chol Yoyma Mincha, that you have every day, and every day the Shaykh Shichrus. So therefore, he said across the board, Mincha is no duchening. Goes away about Ne'ilah, the less B'chol Yoyma is not every day. It's only on days of Tain Eisim. Le goes away about no gzeira. It's very geshmak of Reis Shita. He's saying Ne'ilah doesn't pass, even though it's a time of Shechris, but since the Tefillah of Ne'ilah only passes on a Tainis, therefore you duchen by Ne'ilah. So you have three Shitas. Om Rav Yudah Marav, Halach Rameh. Rav Yudah Marav says you pass the Rameh, that means that all four Tefillahs in Yom Kippur you duchen. Rav Yechin Omar, Nogu Om Rameh. Rav Yechin says, we fear Zuch like Rameh, not Halach Rameh, Nogu Rameh. But Rav Omar, Minik Rameh. Now, there's three things. One's halacha grameya, or nogu grameya, or mini grameya. What's the difference between the three things? The Gemara explains. Mandam halacha grameya, which means he really holds with a tekifus, with a, clearly that he holds a grameya. Mandam halacha grameya, that's shilin a pirka. Yidarshin berabim, by the shear, yidarshin, we pass that grameya. Mandam a mini, midrash lo yidarshinon, you don't darshin in public that way, but if someone asks you a shayla, you pass that grameya. A real marina. Mandam a nagu, a ruil marinon, you don't pass like that. The ovid, but if someone duchens by mincha, lemajin le. It means if someone goes up to the duchen, the kohen goes running up by mincha, you don't say, hey, come back down. You let him duchen. That's all it means. But we don't even pass him to do that. So that's all Rav Yehuda, Rav, Rav Yechanan, and Rav. Rav Nachman Amar, no, halacha k'Rav Yasi. We pass like Rav Yasi, which says what? Rav Yasi says that only by the ilo you duchen, not by mincha. So you have shachris mosanil, not by mincha. V'halacha k'Rav Yasi, we talk about it as Rav Yasi. So v'inda, my time parashik and I die by mincha, so the tainis. So why taka these days are minigas that we do duchen by tainis, right? Israel can't have said about mincha by tainis. Kivin the v'samach l'shkiyas chamak parashi, since the minig was that they daven mincha late on a tainis and not right after chatzos, k'tfilas te'ila damya. The difference is like t'filas te'ila, which is always later in the day. And it's different than a regular day. The Rad explains that every day they daven mincha gedolah, means they daven right away because they wanted to eat. And therefore, they don't want to eat first and then daven, so they daven mincha early. But on tainis, when you're fasting, the minig was to daven mincha late. Since we daven mincha late, therefore, we duchen by mincha by tainis. So there's a few points over here. First of all, in Eretz Yisrael, by our tainis that they duchen by mincha, the shayla is, with daven mincha gedolah, what do you do? Because it sounds only if you daven late. So it's mechaikas. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Shmuel Vozner, you should not duchen if you daven mincha gedolah on tainis. But the Chazon Ishalz, he did duchen l'maisa. That's mechaikas. Now, Moshe's question was, what are you doing in Yom Kippur? So Tosfos speaks about it. Tosfos over here, Divrei Zohar Inna says, L'kach loynogu ha'om loyim ha'siyas kapayim v'mincha b'yom ha'kapurim. V'shun espal l'mincha v'oidu yom gadol. We talked about mincha earlier. Av mincha v'shar tainis yashiyas kapayim. So we want to know what the minig is in Eretz Yisrael on Yom Kippur. They duchen by ne'ilah and not by mincha. Mamas like Rabbi Yosi, they don't do by mincha. Why not? Because mincha is daven earlier. You don't daven mincha late. You daven mincha earlier. Ne'ilah is the one that's late. So on Yom Kippur, the minig is that they only say do duchening by ne'ilah, not by mincha. But Mashiach, a regular tainis, the minig is to duchen by mincha. And that we said, there's a shaila in the achrayim. If you daven mincha gedolah, what do you do? We say l'kenem v'kenem v'seinu, even by mincha gedolah, that's for sure, because it's not a big deal. It's not really duchening, just l'kenem v'kenem v'seinu. That we definitely say, even when we daven earlier. So, Zakti Gemara, what was mukach in the sugya? What was mukach in the sugya was the kuli alma, mias, shikr, osam, mesias, kabayim. One thing was clear in the sugya, that if you drink wine, you can't duchen. Menon amili, how do you know? Why can't you duchen when you drink wine? Menon amili. Om Rav Yishu Malei, Yishu Magapara. Loma nismecha parashas koyin mevarach a parashas nazir. Parashas nazir is what parasha? And parashas nasai. Right after that parasha is the parasha of birkas kahan mevarach Hashem v'yishmerachem. So why are those two things samach to each other? Loma loch my nazir also v'yayin. The nazir is also to drink wine. Af koyin mevarach also v'yayin. A koyin that does birkas kahan is also to drink wine. Huh? No, that's a possible by doing avodah. Birkas Kahanim is not Avayda. We do it in every shul, not in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not Avayda. Birkas Kahanim is Birkas Kahanim. So you're telling a good Taina, but the Chari is not Avayda. That's the answer. So therefore, it's only because it's next to the parasha of Noz. The parasha of Birkas Kahanim is not in the parasha, it's not in Sefer Vayikra, it's in Bamidbar. It's a din. Birkas Kahanim is separate din, separate halacha, separate mitzvah in the Torah. So since it's next to Noz, it's just like Noz also v'yayin, af koyim v'varach also v'yayin. Mask of law, Vuder, Abzeiro of Army law, Ishai Barzavdo, Iman Nozir, Osir Bechartson, if you mamish clearing the Nozir, look at all Nozir, Osir in grapes, Av Koyim Avarech, Osir Bechartson, the Koyim also should be Osir in grapes. Exactly like a Nozir. The pasuk says, and we darshin, mam sharis muta b'chartzin, just like someone does avoda is muta b'chartzin. Like the pasuk says, yai m'sheicher al teisht, and doesn't say anything about grapes. Av koyim avarach muta b'chartzin, make a hekish, koyim dos avarach is muta b'chartzin. Frank the Gemara, if making a hekish to a sharis al avarachoy, in mam sharis b'amum loy, if doing avoda, b'amum can't do avoda, av koyim avarach b'amum loy, a koyim who's a Bamum shouldn't be able to be Duchen. Just to put it into perspective, a lefty is called a Bamum. So a lefty shouldn't be able to Duchen. Avkay Mavarach Bamum Loy. And for the Gemara, no, it's because you have Hekesh to Nazir that says that a Bamum Bamum could be a Nazir. So it's because Nazir. Frank Dimar, Bachaz is Makshakula, Akash Chumra. How do you know what to do with Hekesh? So Frank Dimar, Smach the Ninu, just the whole din, is the Rabbanam, you go Lakula. You go Lakula, and therefore we learn out from Nazir that even a Bamum, and we learn out from Shosh of Archai, that they can't drink wine is only wine, but not Chartzon. Now, Tosfos says, unbelievable thing, Mekan Nirim, the Bamum of Archai was gone, not unbelievable thing. He says, that's not the next part, the unbelievable thing. Mekan Nirim, the Bamum of Archai, Bamum can do Birkus Kam, it's called Gan Sugar. Zok Tosfos, therefore, Yesh Lachiach, the Koyin Shehemir Dosai. He says, a Koyin that's Hemir Dosai, and Chaz of a Tshuva, he's allowed to be Noise Kapov, and he's allowed to be Noise Kapov, and Lukas Matairo. Just like he never did anything wrong. Why? Because just like they could, they're like a Baal Mum. Just like they can mechalik, machayim, kamei Baal Mum, like the Gemara says. Therefore, just like a Baal Mum could do duchening, even a kohen that went off a derech and came back onto the derech, he could duchen, as Taisa says. And he learns it out because it's like a Baal Mum. That's what comes out from this sugya. Now, Moshe had a good kasha about Yarev Shech Ateis. Rashi Grada, beginning of sugya, says, why can't you duchen if you drink wine? Because it says Yayim Shecha Al Teisht. The Chagim Mar comes out a different reason. That's Nazir. So a lot of the Mepharshim take it out. Look at the Sefer Marakoyin and the Vinsvarim that talk about it. Bakapanim, at the end of the day, a shikr cannot duchen. And like we learned, the difference between Mincha and Ilah and all the three Shittas.